Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we're off the first full football Saturday of the season. Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
My favorite time of the year, Jason. Your flaws are always exposed when it comes to predicting football games. So our audience gets to, they already knew that, but they get reminded starting today.
So what the reminder is if you want to be able to pick accurately college football games and to be able to get upsets right, I'm the guy to listen to, is what he's alluding to.
The same guy who picked South Florida to blow out Wisconsin this week. And apparently Wisconsin got that memo because they beat South Florida 49-0 last night.
I might have missed that one.
Yes, you might have missed that one.
I might have missed that one. That'll probably be the only one this season.
You see the trend, listening audience. You see that, you hear the trend, excuse me.
A big high school football night last night, too. We got a huge game, a huge upset to talk about. But first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, and tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online, shellhogan.com.
Okay, so let's go ahead and delve into the scores from last night. Glen Academy, the early game, they started at 5 o'clock because there was a doubleheader at Glen County Stadium. Both Brunswick and Glen played last night. Glen defeats Booker T. Washington 52-7 at Glen County Stadium and just really
dominated.
And it was like one of the watching a Lennox Lewis boxing match. That's what I liken it to. Nothing drastic, no haymakers, no knockouts, but just a full match of body blows.
That's all, pretty much all it was. Booker T. Washington High School, inner city, Atlanta school, pretty much outclassed the moment they got off the bus.
Frederica went to Valdosta to play Valwood. They had about 20 healthy players to be able to go play that game. They hung in until the end where they ran out of gas, and Valwood pulled away 27-13 over the Knights.
The Knights had a few people not healthy for this contest. 13-13 starting the fourth quarter. Valwood just pulled away down the stretch.
New Hampstead 48-18 over Beach. Jenkins goes down rather to South Effingham 29-26. Another marquee matchup last night. Burke and Ware wins at home against Burke 23-10. Burke was coming off a win, huge win over Benedictin, and Ware County said, "Yeah, well, we're not Benedictin."
23-10, the best starting 22 in the state of Georgia, according to Jason Bishop, in all classifications of Georgia high school football. They rebound from an opening week loss, and they beat Burke County 23-10.
Wayne County shuts out Long 42-0. Crisp goes down to West Laurens 16-13, and Kip and I were talking about that on the way here. You're beginning to see a rise in talent in West Laurens.
Dublin was good for many, many years, and you're seeing the population kind of shift out in that county, Laurens County, out westward, and West Laurens is starting to have a pretty good football program now.
Appling 24-0 over Vidalia, and here's the shocker of the night. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. Charlton County 16, Brantley County 34. The Herons knock off the Indians for the first time in God knows how long. And over in Nahunna, I'm sure there is
popping champagne today.
I don't know if they pop champagne in Nahunna. Probably Natty Lights, but
hey, That's still the champagne of beer. I tell you, take Natty Lights on my camping trip every year.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So that's a camping trip beer right there. Okay. Natty Lights. Yeah.
Pierce dominates Bacon 50-8. Calvary Day takes down Johnston 20-12. Screven knocks off Southeast Bullock 26-23.
That can't be true. That's got to be a typo. That's got to be a typo because you proclaim those Yellow Jackets every Saturday during football season. Is it safe to say they won't be number five in your power poll today?
You got to earn your way in. They lost.
Okay.
I don't understand where you come with. I'm not overly pro Southeast Bullock. I'm just fair.
You're fair.
I'm fair.
Bullock Academy lost to Pinewood last week too, so they won't be making an appearance in the top 10 of your power poll this week. So
you know what I just thought about?
What's that?
This may be the first week in quite some time that there is no Bullock County team whatsoever.
Let's try ever. Let's try ever. Let's use that word.
Irwin, very impressive win, 35-8 over Fitzgerald.
Big win for Irwin County last night over a quality team. That was a big win.
Coffey 64-8 over Salem. Camden hangs on, big lead, and barely hung on there at the end, 52-44 over Wren.
44-13 lead, and they just hung on, survived.
Savannah Country Day 20-7 over Stratford. Valdosta 37-0 over a TIFF team that you, my friend, at the beginning of this season said was loaded. They're 0-2.
They're 0-2. They lost to Lee County and Valdosta, but they'll rebound. You can lose to some good teams. See, 0-2 doesn't mean you're a bad football team. It just means that if you look at the schedule, look who you played.
Which is exactly what my power rankings are based upon, what you do in your schedule.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see when they come okay. out.
Effingham 54-0 over Groves. Liberty 42-10 over Bradwell. Windsor Forest goes down 22-14 to Jeff Davis.
They probably won't make the high school power rankings again for another 40 years, correct?
Statesboro 31-0 over Greenbrier, and the Brunswick High Pirates go down to Bartram Trail 24-7.
Pirate fans, relax. We're 0-2. Yes, we are 0-2.
Okay.
24-7. Bartram's a good team. Defense night is light years different than last year. Defense gets after the ball. The intensity's there. This team's going to be okay. Get through the Camden game on September the 20th. I look for Brunswick High to be competitive and maybe win five of the last six games or win all six of them.
If they win all six, that means the Pirates are going to go 7-3 on the season and win the regions. That's what you're predicting?
That's what I predicted before the season, but I predicted them to beat Bartram Trail last night. It just didn't happen.
Bartram Trail is a good football team.
Yes, they are a good quality. They're a power football team from Florida that makes deep runs in the highest classification every year. So while you look at the score and say 24-7 and look at the schedule and say 0-2, you know, you're always going to have – Brunswick has got a vocal minority of detractors. That you understand that you've got 8 or 10 folks at Brunswick High that's going to complain about anything. If there was free champagne handed out, you know, they'd complain about the brand.
Why would you hand out champagne at a high school football
anything.
Game?
If you handed some of those get people $1 million check, they'd be mad because it wasn't a $2 million check. I mean, if you had brand new uniforms that had, you know, sparkles on it, they'd be mad because they say we don't want that. There's always going to be people, especially at Brunswick High School, that complain and bellyache about anything, and they don't do anything for the program. But historically, those people are given a voice in the political structure in Glenn County, and it's time for it to stop.
Okay. Now that you're off your soapbox, up next, Week in Review. We'll also talk college football going forward, and then Kip's Butthurt segment later in the show.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700. Song of the 1980s right there. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Colts medical staff should be ashamed of themselves. They failed Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. The best golfer in the world is Rory McIlroy. Texas Tech, you should really pay Mike Leach. You were nothing until he got there, and you've been nothing. Maria Sharapova, it's over. Let it go. Tiger, dude, call it a day. Give your body a rest. You've got nothing left to prove to anyone. Coco Gauff, better than Kip Branch. Astros throw a four-man no-no. It's a good thing they didn't have the Braves bullpen. If the Royals sold for $1 billion, then the Yankees are worth a small country. Kudos to the New York Giants. Eli won you two Super Bowls. He should be allowed to go out on his terms, you unloyal jokers. The only thing Kobe and Shaq hate more than each other is obviously Dwight Howard. UCF put 60 on the board and gave up nothing in their opener. They are starting the year as my number one team. Okay, Marvel, you can stop with trying to make a movie about every comic book you have. Enough is enough. And these are my thoughts.
So, let me get this straight. Are you saying the New York Giants aren't loyal to Eli Manning?
That's exactly what I'm saying. The man won you two Super Bowls, and you're trying to push him out. You go out and draft a quarterback plays well in the preseason, that's fine. The dude won you two Super Bowls. He retires when he wants to retire. You don't push that guy out. You let him play until he says, you know what, I don't want to play anymore.
Which is why they're a 3-13 ball team every year now.
And you have two Super Bowls because of him.
Yeah, you got two Super Bowls, but that was, what, 10 years ago?
And you got two Super Bowls because of him.
Lord have mercy, help us.
When you win Super Bowls for a city and an organization, there is a level of debt that is owed to you.
You don't think the Giants have paid it?
No.
Don't think they can ever pay it?
No. The last Super Bowl the Giants won was when Bill Parcells was roaming the sidelines before Eli showed up in New York. Don't give me that crap.
Eli, he can be quarterback until he's 50 if he wants to.
If he wants to. He won you two Super Bowls.
So you don't think, they chose Eli over Beckham Jr.? You get rid of one of the top five or six wide receivers in the NFL because you still want Eli Manning as your quarterback.
That's a good start.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, college football pick 'em.
Let's go.
Do you want to get into that?
Sure.
All right. Cue the bed. All right, here we go. Hi, here we go. College football season in full force. By the way, Felipe Franks is not going to win the Heisman.
He's going to hang 50 on everybody, though.
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to see to it.
All right.
That's what he said. That's
I heard him.
Direct quote.
I also heard Dan Mullen at the end of that game say that he had confidence in Felipe Franks.
The old dreaded vote of confidence. Huh?
Florida Atlantic at number 5, Ohio State. I'm going Ohio State.
Yeah, I'll take the Buckeyes as well. I'm anxious to see how Justin Fields looks as a starter. Mm. Finally, couldn't win the job at Georgia. Let's see how he looks at Ohio State.
Northern Iowa at number 21, Iowa State. Iowa State, an up-and-coming program. They've had a good couple of years. I'll go Iowa State.
I'll go Iowa State, too. They're probably going to be a top 10 or 12 team before the season's over. They're going to be pretty good.
What?
Iowa State
in the top 10?
They might be.
Okay, you talk about it. Facebook Live, this kind of, anyway,
they
move on.
They might be.
South Alabama at 24, Nebraska.
I'll take Nebraska.
Top 10? Eastern Washington at 13, Washington.
Another quarterback that transferred, Jacob Eason, won that job in Washington. We'll see how he looks against Eastern Washington today. I think he'll look good.
Washington will end up winning the Pac-12. Write that down.
They could. Utah's out there, too. Don't forget about Utah.
Duke at number 2, Alabama. I'll be honest with you. I've gone back and forth on this game. I'm on a hunch. I'm going to go with Alabama over Duke.
This is not March. Okay? So I don't know why you're going back and forth over this contest. Alabama's going to hammer Duke.
I just got a feeling.
It's not March, man. It's not the East Regional. This is college football.
Idaho at 15, Penn State. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
I'll take Penn State as well.
This is a game I've gone back and forth as well. Northwestern at Stanford, because Stanford's at home. I'll take Stanford.
I'll take Stanford as well, but I felt like circling Northwestern. They're one of these teams that can rise up and get you when you least expect it.
For whatever reason, number 22, Syracuse, is traveling to Liberty. I don't know what that's about, but it doesn't really matter. Syracuse will win handily.
Yeah, they're going to beat Liberty pretty well.
Middle Tennessee at 7, Michigan. Michigan wins big.
I'd like to see Michigan lose this football game because Jim Harbaugh is running his mouth so much about
everybody.
Everybody. What you need to do, Jim Harbaugh, is beat Ohio State and just shut up. I'll take Michigan to win, but just shut up and beat Ohio State.
Miami of Ohio at 20, Iowa. This game's going to be close, but I'll take 20, Iowa.
I'll take the Hawkeyes as well.
Georgia Southern at number 6, LSU. I heard someone in another market pick Georgia Southern to go to Baton Rouge and upset LSU, and I don't know what they were smoking.
They were smoking something.
LSU wins big.
LSU is going to be a good football team this year, and that LSU-Alabama game looks really, really huge right now.
Number 11, Oregon versus 16, Auburn in Dallas. I'll take the Ducks.
I had Oregon circled. I had Auburn circled.
So which one?
I'm going to go with Auburn. Auburn's got a good
freshman
Auburn may have the best defense in the SEC when it's all said and done, and I'll take defense over offense.
They also have a freshman quarterback.
Yeah.
Number 3, Georgia at Vanderbilt. Georgia wins big.
Georgia had a freshman quarterback when they played in the title game a couple years ago. I'll take Georgia as well over Vandy.
Louisiana Tech at number 10, Texas. Texas wins big.
I'll take Texas. They got LSU rolling in next week, but I'll take Texas today.
New Mexico State at 23, Washington State. Washington State.
Man, I love Washington State's head coach.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Wouldn't he be great roaming the sidelines in the SEC? I'll take Washington State.
Sunday's game, Houston at number 4, Oklahoma. I went back and forth on this game too, and then I came to the realization that this Jalen Hurts Oklahoma debut, he's not going to lose that game. Oklahoma wins.
You really thought, you really debated on Houston beating Oklahoma and Norman today?
I did.
That tells me all I need to know about you. Oklahoma wins this one.
Monday night game, number 9, Notre Dame at Louisville. If Louisville were any better, I could see this being a trap game, but they're not. Notre Dame will win like 21-0.
They'll win, I'll say, 49-13. Louisville's that bad.
The SEC slate, Toledo at Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky.
Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky as well.
Of course you will. Mississippi State at Louisiana Lafayette, Mississippi State.
I don't know about this. Mississippi State's been put on probation. I don't have this one circled yet. I'm calling La-La in the upset today. You got to pick one every week. I'm going to pick that one. That's the team that goes to a bowl now about every year.
Write this down. Kip is picking Louisiana Lafayette over Mississippi.
That's my upset of the week.
Okay. Ole Miss at Memphis. I'll take Memphis.
Memphis is favoring this football game. Memphis is a good team, but I'm picking Ole Miss. Something about Ole Miss this year, I'm thinking they could get six, seven wins, maybe get bowl eligible.
South Carolina at North Carolina. I'll take the Gamecocks.
I'll take the Gamecocks as well. Mack Brown back on the sidelines in Chapel Hill. I think they're playing that game in Charlotte today, but I'll take the Gamecocks.
Georgia State at Tennessee. Tennessee. Come on.
Tennessee.
Yeah, all right. Portland State at Arkansas. Arkansas.
Don't be surprised here. Arkansas is a bad football team. They're going to get better. They have a good coach, but they should be. Arkansas is the kind of team that loses these kind of games.
Missouri at Wyoming. Missouri wins.
I'll take Missouri as well.
All right, and just for the sake of time, we're going to skip most of the ACC slate, but we will touch on Boise State and Florida State. I'm picking the Broncos to go to Tallahassee and knock off the Seminoles. And Willie Taggart will be fired by Monday.
I'm going to pick the Seminoles to win this football game. I don't know why, but I'm just picking them.
That's our high school football pick 'em. On the other side of the break will be Kip's butthurt list.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The shocker of the night, Brantley County takes down Charlton 34-16 in the Heron season opener. Ware beats Burke 23-10. The Frederica Knights went over to Valdosta and go down to Valwood 27-13 to go 0-2 on the young season. Pierce shotgunned Bacon 50-8 to improve to 2-0. The Red Terrors bludgeoned Washington 52-7. The Brunswick High Pirates dropped to 0-2 on the season, taking a 24-7 loss to Bartram Trail from St. Augustine. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
And as we were just reminded, people tune into this show to listen to Kip Branch's opinion on college football.
Who said that?
I thought that's what you said during the break.
I mean, that wasn't live on the air.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you're not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
So we ran a little bit over in the last segment, so we're going to be tighter on this segment. And this segment is, of course, the very popular Kip Branch's Butthurt segment.
There we go to interactive butthurt segment. You always say that. Number five this week on the butthurt list, Jason, the South Florida Bulls.
Mm.
The ones you picked to blow out Wisconsin last week on this show.
I don't know if I picked them to blow them
you
out.
You said three. That's one of your famous quotes. Mark this down. Write this down. The quote you used, South Florida Bulls are going to beat Wisconsin, and it's not even going to be close. Final score, Wisconsin 49-0. So in honor of that, the Bulls make number five on the butthurt list this week.
All right.
Number four, Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Chip Kelly was the hottest name in coaching circles just a few years ago. Left Oregon to go to the NFL. The Chip Kelly experiment didn't work too well in the NFL. He took it back to college. He's taking it to UCLA, a proud football program with some tradition.
A lot of tradition.
They go on the road and get beat by Cincinnati, and Cincinnati dominated them in that football game.
Cincinnati's a good football team.
They are a good football team, but UCLA should go on the road and beat Cincinnati with all the talent they have at their disposal in the state of California.
That's a fair point.
And so Chip Kelly, you know, he don't look like such a star anymore. So Chip's on the butthurt list at number four this week. Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Miami, the U's offensive line. Golly, it looked like a train wreck last week in Orlando with Florida's defensive line coming off the edge. Those freshman tackles from Miami, ooh, they're probably still waking up having nightmares this week. They got a bye week this week to try to get over that. But wow, 10 sacks, and they looked lost in that football game down the stretch.
And just to tell you how talented DJ Dallas is, he finished that game with over 100 yards rushing in the offensive line and was horrible.
Horrible. And, you know, that's on Manny Diaz. They had that game was there to win, and they just, for whatever reason, run the zone read with DJ. But the Miami offensive line, horrendous. Probably the worst looking offensive line that I've ever seen for a major college university. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, and they're fading fast in the AL Central, the Cleveland Indians. Just a couple of weeks ago, they were tied with the Twins on top of the division. Now they're 4.5 games back, fighting to stay ahead in the wild card race.
Things have gotten so chaotic over there. They've got their broadcaster taking shots at Trevor Bauer, who's not even there.
You traded him at the deadline.
You traded him, and now you're taking shots at him, and he's not even there.
And you know, you went on a run, you tied for the division lead, and now you're fading down the stretch. 4.5 games out. You're one game up in the wild card, and you better hold on. That's, you know, Cleveland. Butt hurt list. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. The Dallas Cowboy Nation.
Still.
They're butt hurt. You got Jerry and you got Zeke arguing over a holdout. The Cowboys, well, the fans always think that the Dallas Cowboys are Super Bowl contenders. But this team is not going anywhere if Ezekiel Elliott's not running the football. And you can fool yourself, Cowboy Nation. Ain't happening if Zeke is not back there running the football. He's a difference maker in this league, one of the top three backs in the entire NFL. Signed a kid to a contract.
I wouldn't sign him.
Well,
he's disposable. With the value that the NFL has placed on the running back position, okay. I wouldn't sign him to big money.
Then lose.
Go find another running back.
Yeah, okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone if you've lived here forever or just visiting. And like to have a good time, a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Updating our Twitter question of the week from last week, is Bill Walton the best major league broadcaster ever? 67% of our listening audience says yes.
Bill Walton's a good NBA analyst. Now, you can say what you want to about Bill. He was probably, you know, he's probably zoned out when he was at that ball game, but Bill knows some NBA.
Zoned out, that's the term you're going to use?
He was on something. Bill probably left that contest and went to a buffet somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
He did.
On the other side of the break, the new edition of the high school football, Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
Let's see who won by four touchdowns and drops this week in the rankings.
We're going to have, I'm just going to tease this, we've got four new entries to the top 10 and a new number one.
These Cowboy fans hammer me on Facebook Live. I'm sorry. Jerry needs to sign Zeke. You're not winning if Zeke is not running the football. Dak cannot carry that football team without Ezekiel Elliott.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And here we go. So we have gotten to that much anticipated point of the show. But before I give you those high school football power rankings, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
All right, so we'll just go ahead and jump into this because that's what we're going to do. Last week, I'll just recap from last week. Last week, 10, Windsor Forest, 9, Coffee, 8, Clinch, Richmond Hill at 7, 6, Pierce, 5, Irwin, 4, Valdosta, 3, Camden, 2, Charlton, and the number one team from last week was, in fact, the Lowndes County Vikings. That was last week's show.
Last week, Charlton, number 2. They go get blown out at Brantley.
All right. At number 10, debuting for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings, the Brantley County Herons. Huge win over Charlton County last night. They get in for the first time ever. Congratulations, Brantley County.
They won't be in long, but they're in.
At number nine, with a huge win themselves last night, Jeff Davis debuts for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop Top 10 Power Rankings.
Is this baseball season?
No.
Oh,
at number 8, another debut for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings, Toombs County.
You sure you're not? This is not a high school baseball poll.
At number 7, for the first time this season, this team has been in the Power Rankings before. This is the first time that they have crept into the rankings this season. We may see them down the road. They may continue to stay in. We'll see. The South Effingham Mustangs.
This is a man, baseball, high school baseball season is over. Are you serious right now?
I can't be more serious with you.
The Mustangs get in at number 7.
That's right. At number 6, huge win last night over Salem, the Coffee County Trojans at number 6.
The 3-7 Coffee County Trojans that you had predicted before the season. Okay.
They might go 4-6 because I didn't have them winning last night's game. At number 5, moving up a spot, the Pierce County Bears.
They beat up on Bacon County last night, so Pierce County, a mainstay in the Jason Bitten. This looks like a baseball poll, man.
Sliding down the list just ever so slightly. Last week, number 3. This week, they fall to number 4, the Camden County Wildcats.
The Cats drop. They score 52 points against a good team, and they drop in the poll. Nice.
At number 3, with a huge win last night, a convincing win, the Irwin County Indians go to number 3.
Big jump by the Indians in the poll. They go from
5-3.
5-3, and they beat. That was an impressive win over Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald's a good team.
35-8. I mean, that's pretty good right there.
At number 2, a team that saw the top spot last week but will not see it again this week. They fall one spot, the Lowndes County Vikings at number 2.
The Lowndes County Vikings at number 2. Okay.
The number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats blanked Tift last night, 37-0. A Tift team that Kip Branch said would likely win that classification state championship. Not going to happen. Valdosta 37-0 winners to jump over their rival Lowndes to the number 1 spot in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
So let me get this straight. Clinch County drops out of the poll.
They lost.
Who they lose to?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's on your list.
Let me look. Clinch County drops out of the poll. If Clinch County lost, they lost to somebody good. I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. They lost.
All right. So you got Brantley County, Jeff Davis, Toombs County, South Effingham. Richmond Hill beats Groves 54-0. They drop completely out of the poll. Are you kidding me, man? Go down to top 10 from last week.
Top 10 from last week. Windsor Forest.
Lost.
Coffee.
Jumped up.
Clinch.
Dropped out.
Richmond Hill.
Dropped out for winning by 54-0.
Pierce.
Climbed.
Irwin.
Jumped.
Valdosta.
Jumped.
Camden.
Dropped.
Charlton.
Dropped completely out from number 2 after you had them in there falsely last week.
And Lowndes.
Lowndes.
And so this week, to recap, here's your top 10. At number 10, Brantley. Number 9, Jeff Davis. Number 8, Toombs. Number 7, South Effingham. 6, Coffee. 5, Pierce. 4, Camden. 3, Irwin. 2, Lowndes. And number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Valdosta Wildcats.
No Wayne County. No Richmond Hill. Both teams had shutouts.
You were complaining about Richmond Hill being in last week, and then when I don't have them in, you're complaining about you can't win with you.
You got Jeff Davis and Brantley in a power poll over Richmond Hill.
Let me tell you what.
Okay.
So Brantley has that one huge win over Charlton.
Okay.
Jeff Davis 2-0. Toombs County 2-0. South Effingham 2-0. All impressive wins. On top of them being undefeated with 2 wins. Yeah.
I mean, 54-0, 2-0, and you drop completely out of a poll. Lowndes beats a prestigious private school from Florida 44-14. They drop a spot in the poll.
Because Valdosta.
Camden hangs 52 on a good South Carolina team, and they drop in the poll.
Camden was up 52-14 in that game and had to hang on for dear life just to get the W.
I mean, they won. Coffee, you picked to go 3-7.
They're 2-0.
They're number 6. Pierce County, yeah, they're going to be in your poll. Toombs County, South Effingham, Jeff Davis, and Brantley is in a power poll in South Georgia over Wayne County and Richmond Hill.
Wayne County,
nice.
Wayne County's only won one game.
42-0.
One game.
Okay. I mean, you penalizing them for not playing a week one game, having a bye?
Well, so what will happen is eventually they will catch up, and some of these other teams will get bye weeks. Wayne County will play during that bye week, catch up in the win total, and then we can have a head-to-head comparison more accurately.
I mean, geographically, West Lawrence doesn't factor in your poll. It's too far north. How's that?
Is it above Statesboro?
It's about even with Statesboro on I-16, so they're probably not included. I mean, it's probably a slight oversight by you. I mean,
I have to admit, I forgot about West Lawrence.
Okay. West Lawrence, you forgot about.
You want to redo the whole list now?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Brantley, Jeff Davis, Toombs, and South Effingham, that looks like a region playoff baseball bracket.
It's not. It's Jason Bishop's high school football power rankings.
It's some kind of rankings, but it's not a power ranking. That's whatever you want to call it. But we good. It's your poll. You can put in whoever you want to.
By the way, just out on the outskirts looking in is Richmond Hill.
On the outskirts looking in.
Yeah, they just missed the cut.
Known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The shocker of the night, Brantley County takes down Charlton 34-16 in the Heron season opener. Ware beats Burke 23-10. The Frederica Knights went over to Valdosta and go down to Valwood 27-13 to go 0-2 on the young season.
Pierce shotgunned Bacon 50-8 to improve to 2-0. The Red Terrors bludgeoned Washington 52-7. The Brunswick High Pirates dropped to 0-2 on the season, taking a 24-7 loss to Bartram Trail from St. Augustine. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
So I have to make a correction. Clinch County did not lose. They just didn't play. But it really doesn't matter. They would have fallen out of the top 10 anyway.
They had fallen out of the top 10. A state power falls out of your top 10 in favor of somebody that beat Jenkins in overtime last night.
Well, they're 2-0. Okay. Clinch County only has one win, where the team that beat Jenkins,
South Evingham,
has two wins.
Beat Jenkins in overtime, and they crack a power pole.
They also put 62 on Long County the week before.
Okay.
I'm just giving you facts. These are the things that you have to look at when you're doing these kind of power polls.
Power pole. A team that beats Jenkins High out of Savannah creeps into a power pole in overtime. A tough, hard-fought nail-biter.
29-26.
With Jenkins. The Jenkins Warriors.
Up and coming.
Yeah. Been up and coming for 75 years. They're one of these teams that's 1 year away from being 1 year away. That's what they are.
This might be their year.
It could be.
The NFL kicks off next week. So here's a slate of games that are going to be on the NFL docket. Packers-Bears.
That's going to be a good game.
Chiefs-Jags.
Jags.
Falcons-Vikings.
Well, Falcons-Vikings.
The most intriguing game to me is this one.
What's that?
Titans-Browns.
Yeah. A good defensive team against the Cleveland Browns, who have loaded up with free agents in the offseason. I'm anxious to see what the Browns do this year.
Bills-Jets, also a very intriguing game, just for the opposite reason.
Le'Veon Bell coming back out of the one-year hiatus.
Ravens-Dolphins.
Who cares?
Redskins-Eagles.
We'll find out if the Eagles are everything that they say about them this year.
Rams-Panthers.
Cam Newton. Is he going to play in a bubble?
He should.
I don't know. He's hurt.
Colts-Chargers.
Colts looking for a quarterback.
Bengals-Seahawks.
Who cares?
Giants-Cowboys.
Giants may have a shot if they start this rookie over Eli. They're not going to beat anybody with Eli. He's past his prime.
The dude brought you 2 Super Bowls.
Dude, it's 2019.
He brought you 2 Super Bowls. You let him play until he says, I'm done.
Well, he should have said he was done 2 years ago.
That's his prerogative.
Well, and then they continue to be a top 5 selector in the upcoming NBA draft.
And so when he retires and they have themselves a quarterback, they'll be loaded, stocked with talent.
He'll be starting by week 5.
49ers, Bucks.
Ouch.
Yeah. Snooze fest.
Yeah.
Lions-Cardinals.
I'm a Lions fan. I'm anxious to see Kyler Murray, too, so I'll have some interest in that game.
Steelers-Patriots.
Going to be a good one.
Texans-Saints.
That could be a good game as well.
Another Monday nighter, Broncos and Raiders.
Hard Knocks. If you've watched Hard Knocks this year, man, it's been pretty entertaining with John Gruden and those guys on there. Antonio Brown. Drama follows this guy everywhere he goes. I guess he's settled on a helmet now, Jason.
He's got another appeal. But if the NFL doesn't have this resolved by week one, he will be playing week one with whatever helmet the NFL tells him to wear.
Okay.
That is his plan.
Okay. So go ahead and get the mandated helmet and quit all the drama.
I don't disagree with you.
I mean,
I'm just telling you that's his plan. Really? He has another appeal, but he has said that if the NFL has not made a decision by week one, he'll play with whatever helmet they tell him to.
Here's a Twitter question for you. Will Antonio Brown play out his 3-year deal in Oakland?
We'll put that on the Twitter question of the week momentarily. Will Antonio Brown play out his 3-year deal? Of course, you can find that at twitter.com, Bishop_show.
I don't know if he makes it 3 years. I mean, they seem to be already frustrated with him. He hasn't even taken an official snap.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me first. Heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available. Creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
And I just want to throw out a clarification. I had a little question on my Facebook Live. What classification are you ranking teams from in your high school football power rankings?
He don't even know the classifications of the teams that he's putting in there. If you quizzed him on that, he might make a 70 on a 10-part quiz.
There are no classifications.
Okay.
I'm, again, here's a disclaimer. I am ranking these teams based upon what they do within their schedule. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying Team X can beat Team Y because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y, or that Team Y ahead of Team Z is better than Team X. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is that based upon what these teams have done in their schedule justifies them being ranked in a top 10 poll as far north as Statesboro, west as Valdosta, regardless of classification.
Translation, he doesn't know the classification of the teams that he ranks in his polls for the most part.
I don't need to know them. Okay. I just know what's fair.
There's your answer. Here's
what
the spin.
Is
here's the political spin that what's I fair, deal with every week.
Whether you're in single A private or where you're in a 7A, I want to give you as much opportunity to be in the same poll as those big 7A schools if you're a single A team. You deserve it.
Valued listener, he doesn't know the classification, so you get the spin room, the political spin.
I do know the classifications. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm just mostly.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
All right.
That if you're a single A team with my poll, you have just as much fair shot as being ranked number one as a 7A team.
That is okay. That is the same thing in college football.
Do you
That's
want me? Do you want me to
Florida
go down
is number one in his poll in that?
Do you want me to go down the rankings and tell you what classification each team is in?
I mean.
Oh, we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. Nice.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons.
drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.